Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 410, 56 degrees on this Thursday, October 9th, 2025. You can call or text at 570-883-0098. If you miss any of the show, you could use the rewind feature on our free app, or you could check us out anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show. Let me go to the phone now. We have Joe from Berwick. Joe.
Hello, Rob. Hey, I want to call you, you know, a little bit about, it has to do with policies, again, you know, with law enforcement, because we know that, unfortunately, there are two officers now struggling, you know, for their lives again after confronting a fleeing felon. So I just want to say, Rob, you know, I do understand the issue because, believe me, before I retired, I would run into the issue with, you know, working there in the prison with people, even my own fellow COs. Hey, you know, your demeanor is making the inmate nervous, and you're going to cause them to be tense and cause a situation. And I had to, you know, explain to these individuals, like, hey, listen, I'm not going to speak to somebody like, you know, they're an animal, because that's not good either. That's just not something I'd want to do, and it's not professional. But if you think, you know, being nice to an inmate is going to keep them from slashing your throat the first chance they get, think again, because it's not. So, you know, I tried to stress to him, there's a way you regardless, yes, you follow policy, but the assumptions you make about the people you're dealing with is very important. And in this case, we're talking about, you know, how police have to deal with resist people who resist arrest and apprehension, and what they are made to do that causes their job to be even more dangerous than it has to be. Now, I recently talked to a state police officer. He was off duty at the time, but he told me, he said, you know, I can't believe what these new officers are told to do in a situation. He goes, I tell them that their safety is more important than what they're being taught. Okay, so it comes down to this, Rob. When from what we know about this, okay, these felons fled the scene and resisted apprehension and had to be stopped, and their vehicle was stopped. Now, at that point, if all the occupants of that vehicle failed to do anything other than what the officers told them, which would be to come out, put your hands over your head, don't move. If they fail to do anything other than that, the officers need to have full legal protection to take any non-lethal or lethal force to subdue those subjects before they have to expose themselves to being shot as they were. And even in the case of, you know, fleeing suspects, anytime an officer has to do that, you know, that suspect always has the advantage because they know whether or not they have a gun on them and they're going to turn around and face the officer. So now at this point, the officer's pursuing this person and they have to react to whether or not this person turns around and fires at them. And in all these cases, whether they're talking about going after somebody who's holed up and may resist or whatever it is, I want our lawmakers to change policy in such a way that if you know, we have body cameras, like you said, what did the body cameras do? The body cameras just showed us that the people are acting like scumbags and the police are doing their jobs, and they don't want to hear that. So, you know, what we need to do is write the laws and policies so that if these people do not do what they're supposed to do before the officer has to endanger themselves, it's game on and you assume all responsibility for your safety at that point. I mean, while I was just on hold and we went over the news break, Rob, we heard a report here that some scumbag who calls himself a pastor, it pressed a lawsuit out in Chicago because these people are out there antagonizing federal officers and pushing them right to the limit. And when they have to react, and then they're crying assault, and they got some idiot judge out there to put a 2-week restraining order on what kind of force that these federal officers can use to protect themselves. And in all these cases, they're at the disadvantage. They have to react after they've been pushed too far. I want to see Republican lawmakers start to push for changes in the law that makes the police have to take less risk and put all the risk on the scumbags who cause the situation and resist arrest. That's just my opinion on it.
Yeah, well, back in the time when I was a police officer, and I don't know if it changed as of yet, but the New York State penal law, the code, the law, said that you could shoot a fleeing felon. But NYPD department policy was you could not, which is why a lot of officers got in trouble for opening fire on a vehicle, because it was also in our policy that you could not shoot a vehicle unless there was an imminent threat to life, which if someone is charging a vehicle at you or trying to run you over, I think that's easily justifiable. But there goes, even though this is the law, politics gets involved with it and downgrades the protections. You know, it's a tough line to cross. I like the fact that we used to bring politicians, and I think it needs to be done everywhere, through our shoot, don't shoot FATS machines, we called it. It was scenarios where you gave them a gun belt and a gun, and you put them through a shoot, don't shoot scenario, either by role play or by a FATS machine, which is a computer simulated game that you actually walk or stand in front of a large screen. And it gives you shoot, don't shoot scenarios. Every time we put a group of politicians or the media through one of those, they failed miserably, but they all walked out of there with an understanding that, wow, this is real, and you guys truly are making split-second decisions.
Yeah, well, like I said, I know you said before, it's not about second-guessing the officers, but when I hear this stuff again, it just irks me because, to me, it's the policies that are making the police officer have to put themselves in danger. And I think that they just, again, the perpetrator needs to take the risk of resisting arrest, not the police officer. That's what I need. I'd really like to see change.
Well, just like we have police officers all around the country, and you could see it on the news every day, second-guessing their amount of force they use because there's cameras everywhere. And instead of just articulating why you had to put someone to the ground and hold them down to handcuff them, why you had to use the necessary force. I mean, back in the day, you know, if someone took an offensive or defensive stance, meaning they took a fighting stance with you and clenched a fist, you could hit them as hard as you could because you just wanted to put handcuffs on them and place them under arrest. If they were going to resist, if they showed any signs of resisting, you were allowed to act on that. And you still are, but you have officers afraid to articulate that because of leadership that doesn't back them, because of politicians that throw them under the bus, and because of people in the media that will monopolize it to try and stoke up a bigger story than there actually would. Then, hey, a criminal resisted arrest and an officer used necessary force to place him in custody. End of story.
Well, don't forget, we're still suffering from so much of what was started under Barack Hussein Obama and his absolute seething hatred toward law enforcement that he got most of the Democrat Party to go along with and their nonsense. So when you have people now who are willing to use law enforcement to call this stuff out for what it is, I really hope they start looking at laws and policy at the state level and start changing things wherever they can, because it's like you said, everything's being placed on the officer themselves. And in my mind, they're being forced to take too much risk to protect the convict and the perpetrator. And that really needs to change.
Yeah, Barack Obama is the most recent, but this goes in cycles. You go back to the 70s and there was this rhetoric again. You go to the Black Panthers and there was always this type. It works in cycles. There's ebbs and flows of this anti-police rhetoric that goes all throughout history. You go back to Prohibition, there was the same thing. You go to the 70s and the late 60s, there was the same thing. And now, you know, we're just getting over it and it's kind of firing back up again. We're seeing now, but he's the most recent to bring to mind. But he's by far not the only one to stoke those challenges.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for having me on, Rob.
Thanks for calling, Joe. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. There's some news coming out today that the Lackawanna County consultant has recommended that the county should consider incremental tax increases after 2026, and it appears in this article that Commissioner Bill Gaughan agrees with that. Reached Thursday, Gaughan said nobody wants to raise taxes, but acknowledged prolonged periods with no increase often force precipitous ones like the nearly 33% tax hike this year. I don't want to ever have to do that again, and if we want to avoid that, we have to sometimes bake in small increases as a last resort and just be honest with people and not paper over the deficits with the one-time gimmicks and things of that nature, he said, noting ongoing efforts to mitigate reoccurring costs and achieve operational efficiencies. Listen, if you're going to start incremental tax increases, which all along I think that should have been the plan, but after a 33% tax increase, you better be prepared to reduce government to its absolute bare minimum in Lackawanna County. That's how you reduce prices for the taxpayer. And until you do that, you could take your incremental tax increases and shove them up your ass. It's as simple as that. Asking about the PFM recommendations for modest regular future tax increases, Commissioner Chris Chermak said that's not something he would be interested in first. We've got to grow our economy here, he said. We've got to grow economic development, and we've got to bring more money in. That's what's going to help fund the county. And I agree there. There's two ways to fund the county: increase taxes or bring in revenue. And if you don't want to increase taxes, well, then you need to reduce the size of government. So let's start reducing the size of government to its absolute bare minimum, because after hitting us with a 33% tax increase this year and a reassessment that's going to be on next year, and now you're talking about incremental every year tax increases after that, Lackawanna County, start to wake up. You have an election coming up in November, and you better start paying attention here. This is no doubt going to tax people out of our area. People are not going to be able to afford to live in Lackawanna County, nor may some not want to live in Lackawanna County anymore. Listen, I moved here 22 years ago to live the rest of my life here. I wanted to live the rest of my days here, raise my children. Well, my children are raised. They're all doing better than my wife and I were doing, which is great. And it was time to, you know, enjoy our latter years. I could do that here. I could do that anywhere. But the fact that they are just going to make it extremely more and more costly, well, if I'm going to be paying that kind of money anyway, I might be somewhere near a beach or near a palm tree or near a tiki bar rather than the beautiful mountains of Northeast Pennsylvania. Yeah, that's where I don't have to deal with snow. That's the route I'm looking at, and a lot of people are going to look at that. But a lot of people aren't in that position. A lot of people are going to have to downsize. A lot of people are going to have to sell their houses and look for apartments, which we have a shortage of to begin with. So then what? Now they're leaving the area altogether, and now you're taking away from our tax base. You're taking away from generational wealth that was here, which was in the residents that lived here generation after generation after generation, like my neighbors. You know, when we came into the neighborhood we live into, which is right in farm country, we were outsiders. Once they realized that we weren't crazy New Yorkers for the most part and we really wanted to assimilate and be part of Pennsylvania and live here for the rest of our lives, well, then we were accepted. But, yeah, this story is just coming out in the Times Tribune, I guess, from statements made today, so I really don't have the whole gist of it. I'm sure it'll be in tomorrow's paper and you could read about it, but incremental tax increases for Lackawanna County starting after next year because of the reassessment. And then what? Then what? We still don't know the full impact of the reassessment. Well, we do know what the 33% tax increase did for us. The reassessment and then incremental tax increases. What does that mean exactly? I don't know. 1, 3%, 4%, 8%? We don't know. But the money managers, the county consultant is recommending they consider incremental tax increases after 2026. And listen, if that's what needs to be done, fine, but you better reduce government to its bare bones minimum before that. And we need people in county commissioner positions that are willing to do that. And I know that's hard. I know there's plenty of great county employees, but you know, if we just can't afford the luxuries, then the things aren't needed may need to go by the wayside. It's 4:31 here at WILK. Time for the news with Paul Michaels.
Welcome back to the Robo.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Donald Show on WILK News Radio. It is 437, 56 degrees. It's the point in the show where we honor our heroes in law enforcement who made the ultimate sacrifice throughout the Commonwealth on this day, October 9th. And today we have eight of them. Patrolman Theodore Albert Udila, Hanover Township Police Department in 1959, was fatally struck by a school bus carrying a high school band to a football game while directing traffic at the intersection of Sansui Parkway and Dundee Crossroad. Patrolman Samuel R. McGreevy, Pittsburgh Bureau of Police in 1924, succumbed to injuries when he fell from the running board of a car at the intersection of Carson Street and Main Street. Police Officer Vasco Snow, Philadelphia Police Department in 1918, died as a result of the complications of the Spanish influenza during the outbreak in accordance with his duties. Private Joseph Malloy, Pennsylvania State Police in 1918, same thing, died after contracting the Spanish flu while performing his duties. Police Officer Martin Joseph O'Brien, Philadelphia Police Department in 1918, again, died as a result of complications of influenza while performing his assigned duties during the pandemic. And Police Officer Benjamin Kaufman, Philadelphia Police Department in 1918, also died as a result of contacting the Spanish influenza as a result of transporting bodies of influenza victims. Policeman Morgan Morgans, Lansford Borough Police Department in 1912, was in the back of a Philly Thomas motel guarding it against burglars when 17-year-old girl mistook him for a burglar and shot him. This was 1912. Policeman Daniel McGonigal, Philadelphia Police Department in 1872, was shot and killed while inside of a saloon in North 2nd Street. The suspect was acquitted of the murder. And those are our eight today on this day, October 9th, 2025, throughout history. And quite a bit today. And again, the update on our state troopers that were shot and critically wounded yesterday is one, I believe, was released from the hospital. The other is in critical but stable condition, still in the hospital. The suspect is reported to have been from Baltimore. The two female occupants of that vehicle immediately surrendered. The male decided he was going to shoot it out with police. And even though critically wounding both police, state police officers, was shot and killed himself. So that's a good thing in line with the suspect. It is 4:40 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. We have all sorts of breaking news today. Well, I have some major breaking news on the national scale. The New York Attorney General, Letitia James, has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Virginia on criminal bank fraud charges. So we have some breaking news coming out of the Commonwealth of Virginia that New York State Attorney General Letitia James has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Virginia on criminal bank fraud charges. That's pretty much all we have here. It's being reported by multiple news sources, CBS News. A grand jury indicted New York Attorney General Letitia James on Thursday, according to the clerk of court of the Eastern District of Virginia, making the second federal prosecution in recent weeks. So you also have MSNBC, CNBC, NBC, all posting it now. So it appears that the Attorney General of New York has been indicted by a Virginia grand jury for mortgage fraud, and we'll see where that trial goes moving forward. Also, some breaking news today is it is reported that the consultants for Lackawanna County Commissioners or Lackawanna County has recommended incremental tax increases after the 2026 year. And it's always good to bring in our friend Commissioner Chris Chermak, Commissioner for Lackawanna County. Commissioner, can you tell us about what's going on here? This is not good news for the Lackawanna County taxpayers.
Well, there's more to, I mean, obviously there's more to that statement that I made that was in the, obviously is going to be in the paper. But, you know, right now we are working, I'm working very closely with my team and our CFO, Dave Balzoni, to you know, get a balance. We're trying to get this budget completed this year. You know, we're getting to the end here. It looks like we're going to be able to deliver a balanced budget. There's no tax increases. So that's where we are right now. That's my main focus. You know, and I did hear you earlier about, you know, what PFM is saying. Well, that's easy. You know, it's easy to say just raise taxes every year. You know, and that's the last, absolute last resort. You know, right now we need to look at, and that's what my statement was, growing our economy here, enticing industry and business to come here and generate tax revenue that way. And the other part of my conversation is we do need to make cuts. We need to make serious cuts wherever. Some of them are going to be difficult. Some of them maybe not so difficult. But again, that's what we need to look at. I'm hoping for a strong Republican commissioner like Chet Murley to get elected in November, where him and I could work together and make these, you know, make these positive changes that's going to affect the budget moving forward. They're the hard decision. The easy decision is raising taxes. That's simple.
Following the meeting earlier this week with PFN, where they kind of laid out the financial projection for Lackawanna County, I think they were planning a little over a $5.5 million deficit for next year. And it doubles and keeps doubling after that, where it was just over $10 million the year after that, and then $15 or $16 million, and then up to $22 million. These are all deficits, so something structurally needs to be done about reducing government and, like you said, bringing in revenue to the county.
Yeah, number one, we have to bring revenue in. I guess number one and number two could go, they're interchangeable. We need to make cuts wherever we can. That's obvious. But, you know, it's easy for anybody to just sit there and say, well, yeah, we'll just do this and just keep raising taxes every year. No, we can't. We can't do that. Costs are skyrocketing. Insurance costs are skyrocketing. So, you know, we have to pinch our pennies. I mean, just like everybody else, we're asking the taxpayers of Lackawanna County to, you know, make sacrifices because we can't. Well, that's not right. I've been saying this for 6 years. The county has a spending problem, and we have to get it under control. Simple as that.
As far as health care costs and personnel costs in that manner, and those line, and far as benefits and stuff like that, maybe purchasing fuel and whatever, wherever the county needs to do, is there some sort of avenue to do to regionalize it to where Lackawanna County can work with another group of counties, the other counties in Northeast Pennsylvania, and maybe group their health insurance to get a better rate for everyone, or, you know, get the state involved to where, you know, they can negotiate a better rate rather than just the county going about it themselves?
Well, it's definitely certainly something to look into. So at Lackawanna County, we're self-insured, so we basically pay our insurance bills. And so, yes, we need to look at any kind of an option. And that is stuff that we are looking at. And I even have, believe it or not, I even have a little bit of cooperation lately with Commissioner Gahn. He wants to work with me on this budget as we get to the end here. So hopefully we can come up with an agreeable budget that I'm okay with. But I already said, and I've said in the meetings, we have to continue to monitor every line item, every department, and trim the fat wherever we can. It's going to be an ongoing process throughout next year as well. Has to be.
And one of the things, and I remember it being said, and I don't remember who said it, but was the in a year of a reassessment, there was no tax increase, but you're saying there is some wiggle room there. And when I look at the state law, there seems to be a 10% thrown out there of taxes, yeah, that can be. Can you clarify that a little bit? Because text messages, yeah, were coming into me.
Yeah, so it is technically it is supposed to be revenue neutral. So that means your taxes can't be raised in a reassessment year. However, there is a 10% window there, a loophole that you can actually, on a second vote, technically you are able to raise taxes 10% of the new millage. So it would be a minute amount, but I've already made that perfectly clear that I will not be supporting that. And right now we're not even talking about that.
That's what appears. But, that was my next question. Go ahead, finish your butt.
Well, but that doesn't mean the school districts and the municipalities can't take advantage of that. That's the unfortunate thing. So you have to be careful there too. And the schools are they're the most expensive taxes. So that's the one that really matters.
Yeah, and they're going to be using that new reassessment rate moving forward once it's certified. So as long as everybody knows that.
Correct.
The other thing, as of 2026 goes, tax increases, it appears that both you just said that you will not be voting for a tax increase. Commissioner Gaughan doesn't appear to be recommending one. And PFM, your advisors, doesn't appear to be recommending one. But this incremental tax, have they thrown out a percentage for those incremental tax increases, or they're just saying they are needed moving forward after 2026?
Well, no, we don't have a number yet, but you know, it'd be based on the deficit, obviously, whatever that increase would need to be. You know, so that is something that we'd have to look at every year. You know, the sad part is the demands that get put on this county for health and human services and children and youth and area on aging and drug and alcohol. You know, I know a lot of it's reimbursed from the state, but it all isn't reimbursed. So the more demands they put on, their mandates that we get shoved in our face all the time that we have to do, and then there's more need out there. There's more folks that need these services. So it becomes a huge expense to the county that hits our general fund. So, you know, we have to look at getting some more help from the state in these departments. That's the killer right now for us is the health and human services.
Yeah, and as far as county services go, my recommendation would be, and I've gotten a couple text messages on it, is start to list departments by essential need from most important to least. Because we're going to have to show the taxpayers of Lackawanna County that you're doing everything you can, that we're doing everything we can to get rid of the deficit, to live within our means, and to have the size of government that we can afford. And I think by listing, you know, priority our most essential departments and essential services down to, you know, what are great to have if we can afford it, but maybe not in times we can't. And listen, these departments, if they are cut, can always be brought back, can always be reinstated when we're in a better footing. And hopefully we're in a better footing in a couple of years, especially if we tighten the belt for 2 or 3 years and do things the proper way.
Right. No, you're 100% right. And that is the stuff that definitely needs to be looked at. You know, there are small departments. There's one and it's basically like the recycling department, the environmental sustainability department. There's two people in it. Most of that is funded through the state. So she gets grants and the pay for the two individuals there are covered by the state. And so, you know, there's a couple departments that are so small, but again, they're, you know, the programs that they operate and the different things that they do in that department is covered, you know, through grants by the state. So, but there are different departments that we need to look at and just see exactly, you know, where we can trim and what we can do and how we can consolidate and, you know, how we can utilize technology to our advantage to help eliminate, you know, a person that has to be doing something manually. So there's things out there and it just needs to be all looked at.
All right. Commissioner Chris Chermak of Lackawanna County just giving us the information, giving us the inside information of some story that just came out today saying that PFM, the advisory group for the county, is recommending, and again, this is just recommending, that incremental smaller increases are recommended moving after the 2026 year. And again, we had the 33.3% tax increase in 2025. We have the reassessment in 2026. And then moving forward, you know, whatever they could be a burden. But Commissioner Chermak, thanks for showing us you're on top of it and looking at other avenues to help the burden on the taxpayer.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right. It is 4:57 here at WILK. Do we need to go to a break? Yep. We'll be back. Well, coming up on the 5 o'clock hour here, I posted a picture on my Facebook page earlier today of a South Carolina couple's home, which its display for the spooky season, Halloween, has caused 911 to be called multiple times, saying that the house is on fire. Now you got to look a picture. You got to look at the picture that I posted on Facebook. They have these special lights, LED lights, that make it look like there's a fire inside each window, and they have a smoke machine underneath their front deck, and they're playing music and such too. But it truly looks like the entire inside of the house is on fire, so much so that the neighbors have consistently called 911. And they said that the family posted on social media, posted on the neighborhood website that, hey, it's just decorations. Don't take it too seriously. They put signs out saying decoration only. But if you look at the picture, and the video on TikTok is truly crazy. How they did this is beyond me. But it really looks like the entire inside of the house is engulfed. But is too much too much, especially when it's calling 911? It's 5 o'clock here at WILK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.